Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're talking National Multiple Sclerosis Week. We're talking with Upper Midwest Chapter President for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Kathleen O'Donnell, and we're also going to talk with Brandon Hansen with Hansen Farms of Wapello, Iowa. National MS Week goes through March 13th. Kathleen, let's start with you. Explain the purpose and mission of National Multiple Sclerosis Week.
National MS Society MS Awareness Week, really just an opportunity for all people affected by MS to kind of be seen and be heard, and for us to raise awareness and understanding about multiple sclerosis and hopefully to get people connected to the MS movement. I think this word society is really key because we're a movement by and for all people affected by MS. And by affected, that can mean they live with MS themselves or they are family or friends of people who live with MS. So that's why we exist. And so we want people to be a part of the movement to help us find a cure while we're empowering people who live with MS to live their best lives.
And how are we progressing to find a cure?
Mark, that is a great question, and I'm thrilled to share with your listeners. We are marking during this MS Awareness Week 75 years of progress. And I'll tell you that we've seen more breakthroughs, pathways to cures, than research for any other neurological disease that there is. More research has been done in the past 5 years than the previous 70. And I would say that we are closer to pathways to cures, and I say that on purpose, than ever before. The reason we say pathways to cures is that we are still accelerating our learning and understanding of multiple sclerosis. And I'm really excited about the work that we're doing. We've invested over $1 billion since the beginning of the society and have really, really accelerated that work, in particular in the last 5 years.
Kathleen, is there anything about MS that people would be surprised to learn about this disease?
We were able to invest in some research that gave us really, really good data in the last couple of years that told us that there are actually 1 million people in the United States alone who are living with multiple sclerosis. And that is more than twice the number that we previously thought. And I think one of the things that is surprising is that MS affects everybody differently, and there are multiple kinds of multiple sclerosis. People of all races live with MS. We even have now learned more and more about pediatric multiple sclerosis. It used to be thought that people live with multiple sclerosis and it kind of developed midlife. So it is really a disease that crosses a broad section of people, and people you probably know live with MS and maybe you can't tell. Multiple sclerosis sometimes affects people with progressive MS, and you may see someone with mobility challenges, but there are also people who live with multiple sclerosis whose symptoms on the outward facing may not appear as obvious to people. Part of that is the good news that the MS Society has been a part of currently about 20 disease-modifying therapies, which kind of helped the progression of the disease. And 30 years ago, none of these therapies existed.
Let's bring Brandon in at this point. Brandon with Hansen Farms near Wapello. Brandon, how did Hansen Farms get involved with the MS Society? What's your history there?
Well, we actually are a small company. We started distributing feed probably in July of last year. At the time that we embarked upon that, we kind of came to the idea that once a quarter we would find an organization to give back. Well, my wife has actually had MS for 5 years, so we've kind of chose them as our first group to give back to. So far, we're up in the $400 to $500 range of donations, and we have Hubbard Feeds as a partner. They're matching any feed that comes from their plant to be donated back to the MS Society as well.
Tell us about Hansen Farms more specifically as far as the products that you have for people to purchase that can lead to a donation to MS.
We have Quality Plus, we have ADM, we have Hubbard Feeds. We also do SportMix Pet Foods, Diamond Naturals Pet Foods, Kalmbach, and a few other companies. We started out doing primarily poultry-type product, and we've now moved to everything from dairy cows to poultry, goats, anything to that effect, or cats or dogs. So what they can do is they can find us on our Facebook page at Hansen Farm IA for our Facebook page, or they can go ahead and they're more than welcome to give us a call or a text message at 319-461-7045.
Did you have a goal in mind when you set out on this endeavor?
we assumed with our what we sell on a monthly basis that we would donate around $500. At this point, it looks like we may double that amount, or who knows.
Kathleen, if somebody wants to make a monetary donation to MS, how can they do that?
When you go to the National MS Society, if you want to make a direct contribution, there's always a Donate Now button. People can always contact me directly. I am the Upper Midwest Chapter President for Minnesota, Iowa, North, and South Dakota, 612-655-6353.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kathleen O'Donnell, Upper Midwest Chapter President of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and Brandon Hansen with Hansen Farms in Wapello. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.